Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
I'm your host, Rafael Leoncio, and in this episode, I'll tell the story of Korn Tatsunampai. Joining AISJ stands out as a particularly special moment for him, as he spent most of his life in Thailand. Korn grew up just southwest of the bustling city of Bangkok, in Chonburi, home of the Bang Sayan Beach, where locals and tourists alike swim and enjoy fresh seafood by the ocean. He went to a traditional school just walking distance away from his house, and just like his classmates, he thought he was destined to stay in Thailand until he went to college. That was until his parents told him that they were moving. At first, he thought that this meant they were moving closer to Bangkok, where his father works, or maybe to Lam Chibong, just east. But no, his family was moving to South Africa. Many concerns spun through his mind. What would life be like in South Africa? How would he be able to say goodbye to the friends that he had been with since elementary school? As well, was his English proficient enough in order to catch up to the curriculum and fit in despite the language barriers? Soon, Korn realized that this opportunity is one only few people in his community could have, and he decided to embrace these anxieties and experience his new life. This episode is about Korn's journey, from his first day to his final goodbye to the friends he could have only met in AISJ.
So, I live in Chonburi. It's like close to Bangkok, you know? It's almost an industrial site, southeast from Bangkok.
Korn's dad works as an engineer for Ford, specializing in car design. Korn explained that as the company expanded its investments to Thailand, it became necessary to bring in experts from abroad to train the Thai engineers. Now, with the company investing in South Africa, his dad is now the one training the South African engineers. How did you know you were going to South Africa?
Yeah, actually, he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, do you want to go to South Africa with me? I'm going to be there for like a year. And you could come too." And at first, I was like, should I go? I'm quite afraid at first. But then it was just like, hey, you know what? It'll be a good opportunity. And yeah, at first, there will be some language barrier. Before I went to AISJ, I had a lot of struggles speaking English. So yeah, that's basically what I experienced before I went to AISJ.
And what about your first day?
It was like, I just jumped into an environment that I'm not used to and really have no idea what's going on. The language barrier that I have, and also I have no friends or connection with teachers yet. So I think it is quite empty and I just want to get used to new thing as fast as I can.
It was as if Korn had entered an entirely different world, an environment he could have never imagined back home. He felt overwhelmed by the campus and a new culture that he had just entered. He felt, in his words, empty, lost in a place where everything seemed new. Korn tried his best to adapt as fast as possible to his new environment.
At first, I thought it was going to be a very hard first day, but every teacher knows what they have to do to help me get used to the environment. So one of the best teachers who suit this role is Miss Zuzik, you know, the ELL teacher. So she actually came up to me and she spoke quite slowly. I can feel it, but like, you know, it is very helpful. It does help a lot.
Amid this uncertainty, he managed to find new teachers who helped him bridge the transition between his old school and AISJ, introducing the online learning platform Schoology and explaining the new curriculum. As well, his soon-to-be friend Liam Greer helped him find his way around campus. Over time, he started to integrate into the diverse foray of cultures. How do you think people are different in AISJ than your old school?
So, I think the difference is because the people I'm living with is like, you know, Thai, and have the same nationality and like quite similar backgrounds. So we kind of get along easier. But still, you don't really have a different kind of perspective than what I experienced from AISJ. Because in AISJ, I think people are like coming from different zones of the world. Yeah, they have a different background. So it's kind of opened my mind a lot, actually.
Adjusting to the new curriculum was another hurdle Korn faced. Back in Thailand, his education had been focused heavily on memorization.
So, in AISJ, you have more like a space for you to think about the subject that you're learning. For example, in social studies, right, they'll give us a topic, and then we kind of have to think about it in our perspective. But here, we study based on memorization. So I think it is quite boring and not very effective.
The most dramatic shift was his social studies class. In his old school, he mainly studied geography, memorizing countries and their capitals. Now, Korn was involved in whole class debates about history, challenged to consider problems from many different perspectives, an approach that both frustrated and inspired him. As well, students were given more space to socialize and voice their opinions during class time, in contrast to his old school.
Then, at some point, I was able to find a friend group, and then, day by day, our relationship became stronger.
The school year passed unexpectedly fast for Korn, who had reached a point of being at ease with South Africa and his community at school. But he knew that it was time to leave. As Korn bid farewell to the friends and teachers who had become a second family to him, he left with many new memories of Africa, of his community, and of his friends. The stay also made him reflect on his identity. At Chonburi, he was surrounded by people who he knew since childhood who shared his background, which created a sense of ease, familiarity, and comfort. However, South Africa opened him up to the prospects of studying abroad and approaching topics from a global perspective, as well as considering the possibilities waiting around the world he had never considered before. These experiences shaped the new person Korn became, someone ready to take big risks and embrace the unknown. Until next time, go Eagles!
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.